Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio, if you've just tuned in, it is Lukhom Gwediputi on Spectrum. And joining me every Monday, like I said to you, at about 10 past 5 and literally all the way through, we will be talking with Mr. Peluso Siyakamela, who holds an LLM in law. And I want to say this, or should I say LLM in law? Does that even sound correct? He holds a master's in law. Let's put it that way. It's an LLM in essence. And, you know, it's very important. And I always say this. I love it when I get to sit with somebody who speaks his daily language. You know, it's very important for me because I don't want somebody who's not going to be able to defend his utterances the next day. So I love putting you on the spot right now, Mr. Siyakamela, because, you know, the lessons you're giving us today, should we have a question mark over it, we're going to say, Mr. Siyakamela, come. You need to clarify what it is that you said. And so earlier on, if you missed it, you really missed out on a lot of things. You know, Mr. Siyakamela was just talking about the types of laws that there are, you know, where we find ourselves in our daily lives. Like I said, you can't say, it doesn't affect me. I mean, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I know people, Mr. Siyakamela, who even say, when you hear those adverts where they say, hey, you must pay so that you know you've got a lawyer when you really, really need it. And they think, me.
Yeah.
I don't violate anyone's rights. I don't beat up people.
Yes.
I don't drink and drive. I don't do that. But like we were saying earlier on, it's very easy to find yourself on the other side of the law.
Correct.
And I want to say on the other side, because listen to this.
Yes.
You might be on the right side of the law. And somebody is on the wrong side of the law towards you. Yes. Then you find yourself having to deal with that person legally as well. Because it's never always going to be a case of, hey, I'm Christian, not going to deal with it. Somebody once said, yes, you're Christian, but some people need to face the consequences of their actions.
True.
You can forgive. Mm. I can be forgiven.
Yes.
And still face the consequences of my actions.
Exactly.
That's the truth. That's the truth at the end of the day. So what is it that you'd love to bring to our attention right about now, Mr. Siyakamela?
Yeah, I think maybe just to make our listeners aware of the various topics of law that we will be discussing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, human behavior on day-to-day basis is governed by laws. That one, you cannot avoid it.
As long as you're a South African citizen as well.
Yes. Spirit-filled. and all that, but now we need to know the law because there's instances. Let me just give an example where you need to deal with estate planning. You've lost a family member.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do in that instance?
That's a respect of law.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's important. It's important to have knowledge of the law. Hence, I mentioned earlier on that when man lives without law, man lives without freedom, because. Okay. You are not free. Certain things you cannot stand against them, or you cannot agree to them based on your knowledge of law. Mentioned the issue of labor law. You need to understand
you are a worker somewhere.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You see, you are employed, and now the law says you must be given a contract of employment. You need to be able to understand those clauses and those laws that are there.
Yeah.
Because those are the things where we hear people saying, I'm going to the CCMA, I've been dismissed.
Yeah. And you find some people actually saying, I mean, I signed because I needed a job. But some of those things you could have actually asked questions about and have them clarified from the beginning so that you knew exactly whether that was for you or not.
Exactly. So those are the issues why we have the legal junctions every Monday, because the knowledge of the law. Let's also check the issue of creditors and debtors.
Hey.
You see, because those are things we deal with on day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
You have a debt somewhere. You are unable to pay. What are your rights? You see, are you supposed to be abused by the debt collectors? What is your legal standing?
Mm.
Then we will also be talking with issues like the Prescriptions Act in terms of when can a debt be claimed and when can a debt, maybe to use simple terms, expire?
Yeah.
Because a credit provider gives you a credit,
mm-hmm.
then they don't institute a legal claim against you.
Okay.
And after some time, they come, maybe 8 years or so, then you need to know what is your legal position.
All right.
What is the expected time within law
for it to be prescribed,
for a creditor to be able to lodge a claim against a debtor? So all those right. are the things we'll be engaging about here on the Legal Junction. It's going to be beautiful, I'm
I love
you.
It. I really love that. And are you going to give us an opportunity? I'm going to say us, because of course I can ask right now.
Yes.
But if a listener's listening, can they actually ask you, you know, questions? I know there's a certain level where it becomes a consultation, but can...
Yeah, you see.
There's a lady that gave advice on Facebook and she said,
yeah.
I've given you free advice.
Yes.
Anything beyond this beyond is this. A consultation.
It's a consultation. No, you see, when we are on air,
yeah.
I will encourage them to use this opportunity, because the minute I leave studio, then that's when
then
it becomes consultation. So they need to contact us while we are here. Yes.
I love the sound of that.
Mm.
You know, one of the things that I really just wanted to ask, just from the top of my head.
Yes.
You know, I made an example earlier on about people getting these, I don't know if they call them insurances or policy or whatever they call it.
Yes.
You know, for legal assistance. Mm. Maybe let me ask you this, carelessly so.
Yeah.
What would you advise a legal subject? That's me right now. In terms of, would you really advise for me to be in one of those things where I'm paying monthly for, in case that day comes where I'm on the other side of the law? Or is it that easy to literally walk into an office of a lawyer and say, hey, I need advice right now. I need assistance right now. What would you say as a lawyer right now? I know you run a practice,
yeah.
but I also know that there are companies that say, hey, look, so that you are safe when that day comes.
Mm.
What would you say really works best for us as people in society in order to be on the right side and, you know, have that assistance when
yes.
we need it?
You see, Luko, I'm going to be fair. I don't
okay.
want to
please. Because also
so,
I understand that there's also a level that they cannot go to.
Yes.
That's another thing I learned, that apparently they with mediation and whatnot, they can.
Yes.
But then when it comes to litigation, then they kind of step back sometimes and say, hey, look, we can try and negotiate for you, you know,
yes.
if you're in debt and whatnot.
Yes.
But once you have to go step into court, then, listen, then we advise you to go get a lawyer.
Yeah, you see, I think that's a very good question. We need to look into the whole spectrum of law in terms of, what is a legal insurance?
Okay.
And what are we talking about when we say this is a legal insurance?
Mm.
Then we see with legal insurance, it has got limits.
All right.
People, they just get excited. You will be covered for 500,000
yeah.
whenever you have legal issues. But they don't read the fine prints where
okay.
now it will inform you as to what type of matters are you covered.
Yeah.
Because you'll come and want to lodge a claim with an insurance company, an insurance law company, then they will tell you that
this is not within,
we don't cover this.
And that's exactly what we were talking about earlier on these contracts that we sign.
Yes.
Then you learn on the day when you're on the other side of the fence that, hey, I'm actually not covered for what I
yeah.
want them to defend me for.
We sign contracts mostly out of excitement. A person goes wants to buy a vehicle with a car dealer. They don't read the fine prints. All they want to see is for them driving out of the garage, going wherever they want to
go. As if that opportunity will not present itself fairly with another dealer, perhaps.
No, it's an issue of having to read for yourself.
Yeah.
And I know they normally don't mention the salespersons to say you have a right to go and look into this contract.
Yeah.
Then they just want a sale.
Of course.
But you see, the reason why the Legal Junction is here, to make sure that you do not sign a contract that you did not peruse.
Hey.
If need be, that you must go see an attorney to help you read the contract,
yeah.
do that. But one thing I realized is also ignorance
yeah.
of the law.
True.
And which it cannot be used as an excuse.
I love that. What you just said. Ignorance cannot be used as an excuse.
It cannot be used as an excuse.
Sure.
For a mere fact that you ignored your legal rights, that does not mean
you are excused.
You are excused. You need to suffer repercussions for your ignorance of the law.
Can I actually just give you a little story of what you're saying? A number of years ago, I think I must have been in grade 12 or just after, I think probably grade 12 or first year. And my aunt came crying to us and she said, look, I was looking for a house, and this is in East London. She met up with an estate agent. Long story short, she was now purchasing a property that she was not aware she was purchasing.
You see,
this is an entire teacher with a degree in teaching.
Yes.
So she is one who is supposed to read because she teaches kids to read.
Yes.
Basically, and she's a primary school teacher.
Yes.
And she never read the detail of what she was being made to sign. Exactly. I don't know what she thought she was signing, but she came to us thinking, asking, how do I get out of this? Because I thought I was just signing for her to help me look for a property. It was just lack of knowledge. But also, had she read that document, she would have known that that was not just to assist her to look for a property, but rather it was getting her into a contract. And that's how she bought her property. I must say, now that it's years later, her, her twin sons are working and they're able to assist as well. She says to me, I'm so glad I bought that property. But it still does not take away the fact that I damaged my finances those few years because I didn't know what I was doing. I got into a contract that I didn't even know. And for the next 5 to 10 years, I suffered for that mistake that I made.
Yes.
Sure.
You see, whenever you ignore the space of law, you will always suffer very bad ramifications, I'm telling you. In any space of law, be it insurance law, be it your human rights.
That insurance,
You see, be it your human rights that are enshrined in the constitution of the country.
Okay.
If you ignore those rights, then you will not be able to put them into practice.
When the need comes.
Yes. Then as a result, what's going to happen? You're going to suffer the fruits of your own ignorance.
Yeah. Sure. So you are here to assist us in making sure that we don't become an ignorant society.
I'm here to just make sure that we do not ignore the law in all material times, especially more so whereby we'll say we are Christians. I find it to be ignorance if we can say we are Christians and we ignore the law.
And what does scripture say? We perish because of lack of knowledge.
We perish.
And it doesn't just say that knowledge is what you find in scripture only.
Exactly.
There's so much to gain knowledge on in society, in legalities.
On day-to-day basis, people are taking up insurances. People are losing family members. Estates must be wound up. Estates must be reported at the master of the High Court. On day-to-day basis, people meet people calling themselves lawyers only to find that they are bogus and they pay them money. This is what we'll be discussing on the Legal Junction. The issue of when we speak about an attorney, we're talking about what?
Yeah.
What makes an attorney? Who regulates attorneys? When we talk about an advocate, we're talking about what? When we speak about legal writers, academics, we are speaking about what? When we speak about legal insurance, it's what? So we need to make sure that we cover each and every space of law for the sake of our beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit.
What did the late N.J. Sithole say? So that man is without excuse. So that we are without excuse.
Yes.
I love the sound of that. You know, most recently again, I have this other boss from New York that I work for, and she came to me very frustrated.
Yes.
A family member had passed on, and she was now having to stay in the States and not come for the funeral. Do you know why? Because while she was sending them money, now that you spoke of these insurance things that we don't pay attention to, she was sending them money and they were using them for anything and everything else, ignoring the fact that the insurance could lapse.
Ish.
And did it not lapse? That's exactly what happened, because they're busy paying all these other accounts, living large and having a nice life, while she's thinking, I'm giving these people money, yes, for their things, but also to pay for their policy.
Yes.
And she said, long and short of it, my aunt has just passed on. She needs to be buried. I'm thinking, hey, I'm very close to my aunt. I need to get everything going. I need to fly down. Does the daughter not break the news? our problem right now is the insurance has lapsed.
Mm.
She's like, eh? What are you talking about? Yeah. I've been giving you money all these years. She says, yo, we didn't pay it for like 3 months. And now they're not going to bury her. She says, in that moment, I really broke down because I thought, it's either I fly home from New York to bury my aunt or I use that money to bury her.
You see.
Imagine. And from that point, man, it was just a lot. You know, people thinking, she lives in the States. She's got money.
Yeah.
She's got to cough up all that money. And they were ordering and ordering this and this and that.
Mm.
But that broke my heart, like you're saying, because we don't pay attention. Look, I think it's general knowledge that we know after a couple of months not having paid, there's no grace with these masnwabanes or with these, what do they call it? It's not stock fells. What do they call it? These insurance policies. There is no grace. After 3 months, I know it lapses and that's the end of it. Exactly. Mm. And after that, you can't really ask, Aish, can't we just pay that 3 months? It's lapsed and that's it.
Yeah.
And so that's why you hear all stops understand
you forfeit. You forfeit your benefits.
I've been guilty, honestly. And I'm admitting this. I've been guilty of signing some contracts because I know if I don't sign it, then I don't get ABC. Either way, I'm going to agree with it. Let's be honest. That's what I've been saying with some of these things. But like you're saying, I might be signing it because I know that, look, if I don't sign it, I'm not going to get this. But at the same time, when the bopper hits the fence, when that clause comes in, I need to be aware.
You need to be aware.
I need to be aware. Yes, I might have gotten what I want.
Definitely.
But in the end, when it comes, like you're saying, employment contracts, for instance.
Yeah.
Yes, you sign it because you want to be employed. But then you need to be careful as you thread throughout your employment tenure of what to do, what not to do, how to conduct yourself. Because as much as you signed it because you needed to be employed, you also need to know what happens when you don't do ABC or when you do ABC.
For sure.
You need to know.
Mm. You see, the knowledge of the law is very much important, Luko.
Yeah.
You check, you just spoke about yourself signing contracts without giving detailed attention. When I don't do law, I sing gospel.
Okay.
You know, when I started in the industry, guess what used to happen? A whole lawyer. I was so excited to see myself in this gospel TV shows. No, appearing on TV show, gospel shows, because I've submitted a music video there. But now I did not go into detail to say, hey, there is my intellectual property rights that are into this thing. So I wanted, I was more interested into fame. I want to, when I'm in the mall, people must come to me and say, here's that gospel artist.
Oh, your poor mother that took you to school.
Not looking into it as business.
Yeah.
It's something that I will need to
safeguard.
You see, and also protect my intellectual rights, because there's also organizations in that space, SAMRO and all those organizations where artists must get their royalties. And it's one of the things that we'll be engaging about here on the Legal Junction, to say, what are royalties? Because that is a legal space. So if you don't understand that, you'll just run after fame and forfeit what is due to you.
And you're going to be injured, because we've seen multiple artists come back and say,
yes,
I look, this is what I understood.
Yes.
I
signed with this record label and I feel I was not paid my rightful royalties.
Mm.
Reason is very simple.
What
you entered into a contract that you do not understand.
Joe, I love the sound of that. We could go on and on and on, Mr. Siyakamela.
Yeah.
But we've got a lot of Mondays still to come.
We have a lot of Mondays.
That's what I'm excited about. We still have a number of Mondays coming for clarity on all of this. Next week is going to be a heated one as well. I'm not going to ask yet what we're talking about, but next week you better make sure you tune in. We have these conversations from around about 10 past 5 already, right? Literally until the end. So please make sure that you tune in. What's your promise to us?
The promise is very simple. The highest education of law will be made just right here on Radio Pulpit. We'll make sure that we teach, and teach to see to it that our listeners understands they are legal rights. Because the minute you step out of your house, you start to run into rights of law.
Yeah.
You see, you can be involved in an accident where you are on the wrong side, or someone bumps you and is on the wrong side. But because you don't understand your legal position, you will end up admitting fault which you were not supposed to admit based on the lack of knowledge. So we are here to promote knowledge, 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 knowledge. So listeners must make sure that they join me and you, Luko, every Mondays to make sure that they understand their legal position and what does the law and how does the law protect them.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sekamela. I wish I could keep you here literally for the next couple of hours, but my time is almost up as well.
No, it's time for us to go home and we'll do it again next week, Monday.
Definitely.
10 past 5.
Yep.
Until 6 o'clock, possibly.
Yep.
Thank you.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.